This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 27, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A 12-year-old American girl has survived the crash of a Cessna 172 in the mountains of Panama. Francesca Lewis, wearing a neck brace and with one arm bandaged, was reunited with her parents at a hospital in the town of David in Panama's Chiriquí province. She was reported alert and stable despite suffering a broken arm and hypothermia. Francesca was the crash's only survivor. She'd reportedly been traveling with a friend, 13-year-old Talia Klein. The friend's father, 37-year-old internet entrepreneur Michael Klein, and 23-year-old Edwin Lasso, their Panamanian pilot. The wreckage was found in a mountainous jungle near the Baru volcano. The Associated Press reported that Michael Klein was on vacation with the two girls at an eco-resort he owns in Panama, and the three had been scheduled to return to Santa Barbara, California on Monday. The grounding of 450 U.S. Air Force and Air National Guard F-15s over structural concerns is requiring some adjustments to SOP. The Associated Press reports that some state Air Guard units are completely without serviceable aircraft, so the Vermont Air National Guard is covering the entire Northeast U.S. The U.S. has had to rely on Canadians flying CF-18s to confront Russian bomber patrols near the Alaskan border. Grounded F-15 pilots in Portland are having to stand by and watch their California colleagues handling their normal missions based out of Portland International Airport. Colonel Ryan Orion, vice commander of the 144th Fighter Wing, tells the AP the Oregon pilots are grateful for the help, but itching to get back in their own planes. Quote, "They're thankful for our help, but they'd love for us to leave," unquote. The NTSB is out with a probable cause report on the crash of a Eurocopter EC-135 P-2 medevac helicopter in the Potomac River near Oxon Hill, Maryland, in January 2005. The accident killed the pilot, Joseph Schaefer, of Sterling, Virginia, and a paramedic, Nicole Keeler, of Henrico County, Maryland. A flight nurse, Jonathan Godfrey, survived. Schaefer was a retired military helo pilot with 2,400 hours in his logbook, was technically qualified, and had received training and a checkout before the accident flight. But investigators found that on his resume, he didn't mention his most recent previous job, from which he was fired after just 2 weeks. The chief pilot for that company told the board Schaefer was unable to adequately perform complex tasks in the helicopter. Other helicopter pilots who frequent the area say that passing over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge suddenly plunges a VFR pilot into a featureless, widening, pitch-dark void, demands quick initiation of an instrument scan, and requires a working radar altimeter. The accident aircraft did not have one. And finally, when 9/11 happened and everyone was asking why, Argonbright Security became a scapegoat. Argonbright provided 40% of all airport security at that point, in the days when airlines ran security on a shoestring and airport screeners were paid like fast food workers. Despite the fact that he'd sold the company by that time and was only on retainer as a consultant, founder Frank Argonbright was personally pulled down in the post-9/11 controversy. He endured public shame, a restriction in his contact against answering the charges against him, bankruptcy, and at one point, thoughts of suicide. These days, Argonbright appears poised for a comeback. He's repaid the friends who got him through his crisis financially, regained his enthusiasm, and founded Secure America, which he hopes will grow from 1,500 employees today to become the nation's largest security firm. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports one of the investors betting he'll do it is Waffle House CEO Joe Rogers Jr., who called the decision to invest a no-brainer. Quote, "This was a second chance to catch him on the way up," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Our long-form Aero briefing and special feature are taking a break this week, and we'll be back on their regular schedule starting Wednesday, January 2nd. In the meantime, find continuing 24/7 coverage of anything that flies, or claims it will someday, in print form on our website at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.